always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us. By the way, you can always listen to the show elements, interviews, and full shows at newsradio923.com or get the app. Okay, look on the podcast page there, but get the app, News Radio Pensacola. You can play it off of your device, whatever. People listen to us all different kinds of ways. Melanie Cormody is the managing editor at the Pensacola, the other paper, the Gulf Breeze News. I know. Well, it could be. You never know. It could be future truth, right? Anyway, she joins us every once in a while to talk. You know, Lisa Newell is often we talk with her, but they're both fantastic. Melanie, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning. The Gulf Breeze News, by the way, after I butchered it so badly.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. City Gulf Breeze is looking at fire assessment fees.
Yeah, so they're getting ahead of the game in anticipation of potential funding changes based on the state's proposal to increase the homestead tax exemption. So in order to do that, one thing that they're looking at is implementing fire assessment fees. Now, the Gulf Breeze Fire Department, it operates on a hybrid model, which is they have a couple of paid firefighters, but the rest, 49 volunteers, and they get a stipend.
Okay.
And they have about a $600,000 annual operating budget that they are having to make up for.
And so the question is, if the property taxes change and the homestead exemptions go up, then how do we recapture some money from people to fund the fire service?
Exactly. So the city, they actually just approved a study for a financial consultant to come in and figure out how to do it, what is the best way to do it, who to charge what and how. So that's what they're doing right now. They're in the study phase. And if this does, in fact, go through eventually, it'll be the 2027-2028 fiscal year before residents ever see anything on their bills.
Okay, so between now and then, we'd obviously have to pass the referendum, and then you're going to have some time before this goes into place because imposing any kind of a fee or tax is going to be a time-consuming process. Does that have to go to a public vote, or is that something that they can impose at the council?
So it's something, I think it goes through the council, but they do have public hearings.
Okay. All right. Of course, right. They always, but I know sometimes when you pass a tax of any kind, like you have to ask the people about it and sometimes you don't. So very good. There was a big conversation. We covered this extensively. There's a big conversation about the proposed Navarre Beach Boardwalk in Navarre that is out for bid right now. In fact, the bids come back, in about a week, I think. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. This is a big project. It's been ongoing for quite some time. Now, we read an article about the Board of County Commissioners. They met last week at the Tiger Point Community Center, and there are actually a couple of dozen people who were very concerned about the boardwalk itself and where it's going to be located, concerning the natural wildlife and the natural resources. So there were a lot of people that were really concerned about that. So I'm actually looking forward to their workshop that they plan on having eventually to see how they address these environmental concerns.
Yeah, it's interesting. The 4,000 or so signatures on the change.org petition, the basic concerns there are things like, you know, traffic, obviously, because if you draw more people to the beach, well, gosh, what? There's more people on the beach. Concerns about the turtles, concerns about losing the identity of Navarre Beach as a pure, pristine place where people can go and not see, you know, Panama City and not see high rises and condos, even though you can see them to the west, you don't see them to the east. And, you know, there's that, like when you just go over the bridge, you look and there's that just blank space. And some people want to conserve that as it is. I actually thought that the proposed renderings, the thing that's out to bid right now, was a fairly small footprint and also a fairly fit into the design of the pavilions and everything else. So if they were talking about building some giant thing there, like, I don't even know, but, an Alvin's Island, I'd be like, oh, come on now, that's terrible. But that's not what they're proposing. So I think it's going to be a very interesting conversation as well, including that one of the wife of the incoming Dean Light County Commissioner was one of the loudest voices, one of the most, rancorous, I suppose. She was the most worked up among many of them.
I know. It's going to make meetings interesting now.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating with the new composition of the board. Jeff H. replacing Kerry Smith, unless the write-in wins, right?
Yeah.
So, and then Dean Light replacing Ray Eddington. Movies in the Park start, is it tomorrow?
Yeah, so this is a Santa Rosa County thing that they do once a month during the warm months. And this week it's going to be at Tiger Point Park. Movies in the Park starts at sunset, and they're showing The Little Mermaid. So it'll be fun to go out there and watch.
That's fun. And then high school and Soundside High School, Gulf Breeze, you got sports coverage for this weekend. We got football again, right?
Yeah, and I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that, we've been covering the Gulf Breeze High School sports for so long, but now we have Soundside High School, and we're in it. We're going to all the games. We're taking pictures, and our sports editor is doing a really good job at covering. He's very excited to cover Soundside as well.
Is that Jason?
So if you have a kid that... Yes, Jason Thompson, yes.
Jason's
so
the
if
best.
You have a kid that plays sports at Soundside, you can pick up a Gulf Breeze News and see what's going on. Right now, indoor volleyball, of course, football. So it's a lot of fun.
Do people in this area care about high schools, football and sports?
I mean, a little bit. it's kind of...
You could say a little bit. What's that you say, son? What do you question now, son? I know you're not from here, but really? No, I understand. Melanie Cormody, she is the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News. Paper comes out every Thursday. We get a little bit of a teaser beforehand. Melanie, as always, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for the good reporting, keeping us well informed about what's going on in our community. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. We'll see you in the breeze.
Thanks so much. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash Jamaica Street at Gulf Beach Highway. No roadblock associated with that, but Gulf Beach Highway is backed up to Wayne Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you have a business, you have employees, you have benefits, you got to manage HR, payroll, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, all the fun stuff. Like, the reason you got into business was, well, not to do this. You got into it because you wanted to heal people or fix cars or, put in IT infrastructure or, pave driveways or whatever you do. But guess what? As your business grows, then you've got employees, and as you have employees, you have to deal with this stuff, and it's not fun. So one way that you can solve this problem is you can call Torgerson Consulting, and they can help you with it. They do a wide range of benefits and HR related stuff for companies. You might use them for one slice or all or whatever. We use them for benefits. Okay, so they are our health insurance, for example, and dental and vision life, and they're great. We had another company until 5 years ago, and we switched over to them, and I can just tell you from personal experience, it was a night and day. I mean, it was wonderful. Better plans, better prices, just having options was exciting. And, customer service, whenever we have a question, and my wife always has questions, Reed is always there to answer them, and he does a fantastic job. And, if he doesn't know, he'll get back to us, but a lot of times he does know, just very detail-oriented, which is exactly what my wife wants. So fantastic business. Like I said, we've been using them here at Cat Country News Radio for 5 years. They've been in business for 25 years, helping the local community solve this stuff for since 2001. Call today for a no-obligation review of what you're doing at 433-9996, or just look them up online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Tune in today at 9:30 as Ray Palmer with Pensacola Sports will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Pensacola Sports' focus has and always will be on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. What events are coming up on the calendar? Tune in today at 9:30 as Pensacola Sports will be discussing those upcoming events on the calendar.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola
and the world.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And so, without any more ado, let's have the titles.
Good morning, 819 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Dave's out all this week. Steve is sitting in for him with our headlines. Steve?
Well, rescuers are searching for hundreds of missing people along the Nepal-China border today after that catastrophic and deadly torrent of floods and mud that swept through several communities a day earlier following a glacial collapse. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority in Nepal says 826 people were missing, and that is climbing even higher as more and more people are found. No, actually not found. A coalition of 24 states and the District of Columbia filed a lawsuit that seeks to block a new rule from the U.S. Postal Service that imposes requirements for mail voting ahead of the November midterm elections. They said in their lawsuit the Postal Service's new measure unconstitutionally exceeds the executive branch's power and interferes with the state's authority to administer elections under their own laws. And dog lovers, guess what? We're in the dog days of summer, and it's only fitting today is National Dog Day. That was created back in 2004 to raise awareness about the massive number of dogs and shelters that need adoption. And that's what's happening.
All right. Thanks so much, Steve. 437-1620 is my phone number. If you hear me, you know, you say something you like, dislike, want to add in on, or, you know, you want me to talk about something that I haven't talked about. I mean, it's your show. I'm here to serve you. So if there's something you're curious about, I'm here to do that. Florida, the Department of Education is looking at requiring or at least asking, you know, the state colleges and universities to form a rule for themselves about, or a set of rules about AI use in the classroom by teachers, by students, for cheating, all of that kind of stuff. Good. I was a little surprised this didn't exist already. You know, this is sort of a, hey, let's do a thing that we should have done a year ago. The Department of Education wants all 28 institutions in the Florida college system to outline AI policies for students, staff, guests on campus. Anyway, whatever. Covering academic integrity and dishonesty, course assignments, and grading. Good. The education commissioner, that's Henry Mack, approved the rule and the state board on Monday, and then the State Board of Education has to do final vote on this September 16th. I just don't know how schools don't already have this. Maybe UWF and PSC don't already have it. I don't know. Seems like high schools too, but they're also working on directing K-12 school districts to have this. I guess seems like you ought to already have had one in place in some sense, but, you know, okay, better to get one than to not have one at all. If you're working on a home improvement project, you got to fix something, or you're building or remodeling, or you build things for a living, you know, on the scale of Tim the Tool Man, to me, it's like 10 to 0. Like, you know, I will do it. Typically with a surplus of profanity, but, you know, I'll get the job done if I have to. But what I like about Pensacola Hardware is they know the stuff. Like, they're a great source of advice. You know, typically, I'll look up how to do it on YouTube. Okay, fine. But, you know, if you go to Pensacola Hardware, they're the human YouTube. Like, they will know. They'll be able to help you and say, this product, not that one, you know. Or, you know, I see you're buying this. What are you trying to accomplish? Oh, well, you know, honestly, this thing gets better results, or this thing might save you some money, or, you know, you won't have to redo it again in 2 years. Whatever the point is, they know. hardware. They know fixing things. And that's true whether you're like me, just doing honeydew stuff, or whether you build things for a living. Man, they are your commercial construction supply business. The warehouse is here. They can put you on a monthly line of credit. They can ship it to your job site. They will not have to make you wait for things. They have it in stock. If they don't have it in stock, you probably don't need it. Pensacola Hardware, they have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for 175 years since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. What else do we have in mind? Bill Gates has now written a lengthy essay, about 6,000 words. I have not read the whole thing. I still haven't. Do you know, look, can I just tell you a small thing? This will help you understand me if you don't already. I feel guilty about all the things I don't learn. I want to know everything. I want to be your AI. You know, like, I still haven't made the time to read the Pope's encyclical on artificial intelligence. And I want to, and I feel bad that I haven't. I've only read about half of the Supreme Court opinion on the birthright citizenship thing, and it's really good. But, you know, life and pickleball and volleyball and church and county commission meetings and, you know, sleep and cooking and, like, you know, so I feel bad when I haven't read literally everything I could possibly read on the subject for something. So I haven't read the Bill Gates article. I want to, but then again, I'd rather read the Pope than Bill Gates, or would I? I don't know. One's longer. God, the encyclical's really long, but they are typically. Anyway, Bill Gates says, you know, the robots are coming for you. I mean, you know, duh. And the AI is coming for you. Also, duh. Robots are much more skilled at physical things than you think they are. He says, the title of the essay is "The Turbulent AI Era is Here. The Choices We Make Are Critical." He says, many jobs will disappear forever. I believe that as AI and robots improve, we'll set aside certain things for only people to do. He says he's started calling this domain human reserved, like nature reserves, places where, you know, we could put buildings and roads, but we choose not to because the loss would be too great. So we're going to have certain jobs or fields where we just think it's better for humans to do that. Because, you know, being compassionate to somebody in hospice care, for example, is not something you want to outsource to the AI inside the robot. We'll talk about this in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Florida West Economic Development Alliance, working to create high wage jobs and private capital investment that grows Escambia County's tax base. Taking a look at the big board, we have a vehicle crash 9 Mile Road at Chemstrand. There's a roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. He also writes in this article about how, you know, we have to create a framework for dealing with AI that includes other countries. Also, duh. You know, I mean, we're dealing with international issues on this. You know, it's national security, employment, education, taxation, energy, elections, public health. Yeah, this is massive. You know, I imagine that somebody who listens to my show might say, well, you talk about AI and tech a lot. Why do you think? You know what? Because this is big stuff that's not just coming, but here, and we need to really think about it before it gets ahead of us. Because historically, the way technology has worked historically is somebody invents a thing, and then people start to try it, and they think that it's cool, and then everybody has it, and then, you know, 10, 15 years later, an ethicist at some college like me would say, oh, hey, guys, you know, maybe this is an issue we ought to look at. Think about how television has become ubiquitous in our lives. And even to this day, technology is television being replaced by your phone, right? Or by your tablet or by streaming. But long ago in the nascent years, in the early years of TV, it would have been nice if some people had thought, what do we want this to do to our culture? How do we think that this ought to be used? And is there a way that we can govern? And for a while, we had some rules like the Hays Code, motion picture code for movies and somewhat for TV. Nobody was asking the question, like, what's this doing to our brain? How is this affecting literacy? That we're showing people images that capture their attention in a fundamentally different way than little characters on a page through writing. Are people going to continue to read books? Well, they did for a long time, but not so much anymore. So ethics always tends to follow the implementation of a new technology, and that's the problem. But the scale of the implications of if we do not get it right with AI, it's, you know, end of humanity kind of stuff, or massive distortion in the nature of humanity kind of stuff. And, you know, with unemployment and disease and everything else. And so he's right to be concerned. But his idea that we can just sequester off a certain set of jobs and let the humans do those, I don't think that's going to work for 7 billion people. But again, I haven't read it, so, you know, give it its due. Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they're very, very good at this. 206 homes sold last year. That means 4 weeks. That means a lot of knowledge, expertise, experience. And what's the number one thing you want when you're putting a home up for sale? This is obvious. It's not a trick question. You want to actually sell the house. That means getting all the way to closing. There's a lot of times that people will put up a house for sale and the house is slow to move, or they don't even get the sale, or it starts but stops because you get contract but not through to closing. And the reason I mention that is because that's the most frustrating. Yes, it's frustrating to not get as much money as you want or as you think you should or as you really should. But what if you don't get any money at all? Well, when you sell, you know, four homes a week, you have a lot of expertise about actually getting it done. And so, you know, talk to your brother-in-law, your friend at church, whatever, who does realty. That's fine. You may go with them because you know them, and you know, that's fine. Make it an adult choice. I'm just saying include Christina on your list and ask the same questions of her that you'd ask of them, and then make a decision that makes you comfortable. That's all. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. Tim Curry has passed away. Tim Curry, who was the star of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, on a major stage actor for a long time before he was ever a movie actor. But Clue, I think he was the monster in Legend. He's just on all kinds of roles. And this is now, if you ask PJ, he says it's the fourth celebrity.
Yes, because Shelley Fibris passed away.
I'd never heard of her, but you were fond of her because she was in Coach.
She was in Coach.
Which is a great show.
Yes, and she was the TV broadcaster. I mean,
you think I should care
right
about
in our
that.
Industry.
That was long before I ever thought about working in mass media. But, of course, Hayden Panettiere has passed, and Dolly Parton had passed, and now Tim Curry has passed, both of them at 80. Hayden, of course, quite a bit younger than that. I never want to believe in that threes thing. My wife believes in it. She's a very rational person. It is weird how it does seem like there's always... Why are there always three? It's odd.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A Nepal survivor says floods came in and exploded like a bomb. 353 dead as rescue crews search for 1,300 missing, swept away when a glacier apparently let loose down the mountainside, triggering a seismic flood, destroying entire buildings, villages. Now fears that a lake formed when a river was blocked may burst. 65 Americans among the missing. Closing arguments in the Lindsay Clancy murder trial for strangling her three children. Each side has 1 hour. The question before jurors.
Did prosecutors prove beyond a reasonable doubt that she could appreciate her actions were wrong? If the answer is yes, what degree of homicide would apply to each child?
Fox's Nate Foy in Plymouth. Pope Leo tops Vanity Fair's best dressed list for his mix of Italian robes and all-American kicks. Vogue also noted his style. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 right now, 81 degrees and cloudy. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. Some state officials are accused of running a sophisticated scheme to divert money from a Medicaid settlement. CBS News in Miami reported that a state grand jury ruled in January the DeSantis administration misappropriated $10 million in taxpayer funds to the Hope Florida Foundation. The money was from a settlement with a Medicaid vendor called the Centene Corporation for overbilling the state for prescription drugs. The money was supposed to give poor kids health insurance, but it was allegedly sent to two political action committees, or PACs, and the Republican Party of Florida. From there, the money was allegedly used to help defeat a referendum to legalize marijuana. The grand jury, though, finds there's not enough evidence to charge anybody criminally. They have lift bags, mesh sacks, and also a device usually used for lionfish, which is the gear combat divers used this week to clear more than 1,000 pounds of debris from Okaloosa County reefs. The Destin-Fort Walton Beach Natural Resources team teamed up with Force Blue for the sixth time.
We have mesh bags, kind of something like this right here, that will put lead weights, line, any other trash we find. We also use zookeepers, which is normally used to hold lionfish after catching them so it doesn't harm the diver with their venomous spines. But they're very valuable with helping removing line from your hands because it can get tangled up.
Danielle Hussain, who's the coastal coordinator for the Destin-Fort Walton Natural Resources, talking to Channel 3. Officials say crews cleared roughly 12 miles of fishing line from 10 reef sites. And nearly a quarter of all the active troops nationwide deal with some food insecurity. That's according to the Pentagon, and local advocates say veterans face the same struggle once they're back home. That's part of why Feeding the Gulf Coast is teaming up with Be the Miracle and State Representative Michelle Salzman's office on a new program that they are launching today. It's Feeding the Gulf Coast, and President and CEO Michael Ledger of that told Channel 3 the Gulf Coast has a responsibility here.
We live in a community where we benefit from the fact that in our service area there are 11 bases. And, you know, that's a lot of support they provide us as a community.
60 veteran families will receive free weekly food boxes for 4 months starting today at 5 p.m. at Jubilee Church. Forecasters say a tropical wave in the Atlantic Ocean could become Tropical Storm Dolly. The National Hurricane Center says a large tropical wave of low pressure emerged off the coast of Africa this week and has a high chance of becoming the next tropical depression. That next predetermined name on the Atlantic Tropical Storm list just so happens to be Dolly. Speaking of the weather, let's check that forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We do have a 70% chance of those showers and thunderstorms today, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Friday, 50% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Heading into Saturday, 30% chance of rain, high near 89 degrees. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with PJ for traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by White Sands Electric. Keeping your Cummins or Generac generators in top shape for the hurricane season. White Sands Electric, your full-service electrical contractor. Taking a look at the big board, we have that vehicle crash 9 Mile Road at Chemstrand Road in Pensacola. They're saying there's a roadblock there. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, PJ. Right now it's 82 degrees and cloudy in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, and say it's 80 right now in Milton at 8:35. The next news is 9, and of course, breaking news happens anytime. And now let's check out what's happening on Wall Street. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. President Trump signed a beef proclamation that is not popular with some U.S. ranchers. That proclamation signed yesterday will remove tariffs from the 300,000 tons of imported beef over the next 90 days with the goal of lowering ground beef prices. Trump first announced that plan Friday and said countries supplying the beef would sell it at 25% below current market prices. U.S. cattle groups are against that plan and say Trump's announcement has already driven the cattle market sharply lower and undermines producers at a critical time of the year when they are marketing cattle and making hard building decisions. Well, at the opening bell, looks like the Dow is down 56 points to 53,407. S&P 500 is up 17 points at 7,693. NASDAQ is up 181 points at 26,312. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
You're the co-chair of this political party.
But that excites the minions when they hear that. Oh, tax the millionaires.
Well, it sounds good, and then I get free stuff. Yay!
Yeah, but nothing is free, man.
That's when being an adult really is a challenge, huh?
MVR, weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm
going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I'm getting a bunch of texts already on the subject, so I've kind of pivoted now that we're going to do a little different thing that I intended to do, which is totally fine. It's your show. I'm here to help you. People want to talk about Tim Curry, so let's do it. 437-1620, the actor just died at 80 and, you know, has a long history of stage and screen. And the question is, what's your favorite Tim Curry role? What's the role you remember him for? 437-1620. I mean, he only has 243 acting credits. Stars typically run more in the, like, 50 to 60 movies is pretty normal for a very big name star. Character actors like Tim Curry was always the, and also Tim Curry, you know, 200-300, like, that's, I won't say it's normal. They're very prolific, but they, you know, they only have to be there for two or three days for the shoot a lot of times, and so they only have to do a little bit. But, yeah, man, massive career. So do you have a favorite or preferred Tim Curry role? 437-1620. PJ?
I have a TV and a film.
Oh, so do tell.
Film is Clue.
Okay, yeah.
Obviously.
We just watched that a few years ago.
My girls watch
year.
That all the time. And do I always feel over so and proud. Over? I'm like, that was one of my movies.
It's like the choose-your-own-adventure-ish version of, like, having the multiple endings. It's so clever.
Yeah.
And almost by the third one, you're like, I can't remember everything and keep it straight anymore. It's a brilliant film.
Yeah, and then the TV show was Earth 2.
Okay.
He played Gall. Rebecca Gayhart was in it. That was, like, early in her career.
I don't even know this show, which is, I feel sad about that. It's a sci-fi? Planet.
Yeah, sci-fi. It was really cool.
All right.
Didn't last long, which is why you never heard of it.
Well, my theory is that the shows that survive and last a long time are typically going to hit a bigger slice of the overall viewing demographic. I mean, this is not genius observation here.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is for people who are a little bit not in the norm, the shows we love never survive, and the shows that do survive, we're like, okay, that's fine. You know, so I am always terrified when I discover a show I love because I think, oh, it's doomed. The shows, there are only a very small number of exceptions to that rule, like a show that I thought, this is the best ever, and then it lives. Like West Wing is a good example of that. Most every other show, I think, man, I'm amazed it lasted as long as it did, you know? So I'll take it while I have it. 437-1620, 437-1620. I love him as, it was a kind of a bit role, but in The Hunt for Red October, Captain, you know, as the kind of like almost a caricature on the Russian ship. I liked him in that role. 437-1620, tell me your favorite Tim Curry role, because like I said, we were already starting to get these texts in even before I was asking the question, so feel free to text me on it. And if I skip yours, yeah, somebody says he was in The Hunt for Red October. We had text, follow-up text on Shelley, how do you say it? Fabares? Is that how you say her name? Fabares?
Fabares.
Okay. Yes. Strike three. The Donna Reed Show and sang the song Johnny Angel, apparently.
Yes, I'm looking it up on YouTube after the show.
Oh, all right. Very good. And the wife of Mike Farrell, BJ from MASH. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, now I have a connection. You know, it fits into my mental architecture or whatever. Let's see. 437-1620, 437-1620. When it was hilarious when he thought he was being shot up in the hotel suite when Kevin played the... Oh, in Home Alone 2. Okay, I didn't read the previous text. Yes, Tim Curry was in Home Alone 2 as the concierge. Our good friend Davis Allen Wood. He says Home Alone 2 also for him. I love that. I don't hear from Davis all that often. He's working at ECUA now. It left us to go work at the county for, fire and... what is the name of the... It's not emergency... Oh, my God. I can't think of the name of the division. Eric Gilmore was the director. Public safety. Good Lord. Man, give me my 28-year-old brain.
Hey, welcome to the 50s.
I want my 20-year-old brain back. I want it to know what the 55-year-old knows, but I want it to be fast like it was when it was 28. All right, 437-1620. He was Oscar. He won an Oscar? What, he was Oscar? I don't know this. With Sylvester Stallone in the film Three Musketeers. What? Sylvester Stallone. Now I'm so confused. That doesn't make any sense to me. The Bellhop in Home Alone. Criminal Minds, where he played a serial killer. And, of course, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yes. I don't know. This will scandalize some people. Man, I've only seen Rocky Horror once. Not my movie.
Oh, I've seen it a bunch of times.
Most people have seen it never or 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, I know the song. But it just wasn't... my thing. You know what I mean? I no judgment. Just, you know, some movies that everybody loves are not my thing.
By the way,
he was the star on Broadway for that before it was a movie, is my understanding. So,
oh, okay.
You know.
Oscar, 1991 comedy with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, Oscar was the name of the movie.
Yes.
Thank you. Couldn't figure out what that reference was. So yeah. I apologize. he was the monster in Legend, right? He was the devil. You're like, what? Well, you know, go back and watch it. You'll see. Somebody says Tim Curry was great as an actor because he owned the role. Oh, no, that's true. And that's, you know, a lot of times that's really what makes, it's always fascinating to me, these folks who you describe them as character actors, okay? They're never the headliner in a movie, or rarely the headliner in the movie, although I would say he was the star of Clue. But so much of the time they're the character actor, and typically they're, I would say, better actors because they play more range, or, you know, sometimes they get typecast. But the ability in my mind to play so many different people in so many different roles with such range is like, I mean, that's better. I think that's a real credit to your character and your skill or whatever. Let's see, 437-1620. Tell me your favorite Tim Curry role or movie. Somebody says Fabre is how it's pronounced. I don't know. Apologize. Three people now telling me how to pronounce the name. I love that. Let's see. Tim Curry also sang well, released several albums, which didn't really hit commercially. He may not have gotten an EGOT for that, but which is all the different four awards, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, and Emmy. But he was in all those spaces as an artist, and that's often true. You know, it's relatively easy to be in movies. It's very difficult to be on stage comparatively, so it's easier to make the one transition than the other. And he was also in Three Musketeers, they were saying. 437. Oh, and this is the one my wife was reminding me of. He was Pennywise in It.
Yes, he was.
That's just... That is a wild set of roles that you can credit to yourself. PJ has traffic on the fives.
All right, taking a look at the big board. Vehicle crash 9 Mile Road at Chemstrand Road. There's a roadblock there. Be cautious. There's also a vehicle crash and roadblock Gulf Breeze Parkway at Portside Drive in Gulf Breeze. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Was he in Four Rooms? In my head, he's in Four Rooms, but I don't. Maybe he's not. I was looking it up
on
IMDb.
Tim Roth.
Okay, well, I mean, I know, and Antonio Banderas, right? Was it in there? Mm-hmm. Okay, which is a weird, wild, amazing movie.
And Madonna.
And yeah, all right. Look at you. We can talk movies. I found your thing. I'm excited about it. Okay. Just again, 200 plus, including Rugrats, if you go back far enough, and Will and Grace, and, you know, the kind of guy who's, like, touched all of these different things. And, you know, give credit where it's due. So Tim Roth passed away at the age of 80. Thank you. You know, this is, nobody suggested, hey, you ought to do this, but so many of you were already texting me, and I thought this is like the perfect thing that we should do. Somebody says Times Square. Is that a movie? Is that a TV show? I don't know that one. Congo he was in. Okay. All right. American Duo season 2, episode 1 of Psych. You guys know so much. I love it. Watch his impression of Mick Jagger. I bet. I could see that. I mean, you know, some people have more of a face demeanor where you could see them doing a certain impression. Oh, that's fascinating. All right. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. On their lot, they've got about 300. Cars that are a year, 2-3 years young, low miles, 10 to 30, maybe 40,000 miles is what they specialize in. Any of those late model cars, they warranty to 100,000 miles or 10 years, whichever comes first, which means they'll stand by the cars. And our experience with them was every step that I encountered with Frontier was like a pleasant surprise. Okay, now I'm not going to say you're going to like love every moment of it. I'm just saying it was different from any other car buying experience I had. And the most different was after I bought the car. Because 6 months after we bought this Honda Odyssey, test drove it, loved it, bought it. And Calvin, my sales guy, he calls me 6 months after I bought the car. And I'm like, hey, he's like, it's Calvin from Frontier Motors. I'm like, yeah, what do you want? I mean, I'm nice, but in my head, I'm thinking, bro, I bought a car. What more do you want from me, right? And he's like, I just wanted to make sure everything's okay. I'm like, with the car we bought 6 months ago? Yeah. With the car we bought 6 months, like I couldn't believe it. And it was fine. And so, all right, thanks. Talk to you, you know, never. And then he called me 6 months after that. So a year after we bought the car. And again, I was kind of like, bro, what you need? And he says, just wanted to make sure everything's okay. Is there anything wrong with the car? Like, who asks that a year later? And I said, well, one of the keys doesn't work. Like, the fob is fine, but the physical key, you know, I don't know, it wasn't laser cut right or whatever. And he's like, well, bring it in. We'll fix it. In my head, I'm thinking, I bet you will for $150. He's like, and so I asked, so what's the fee for that? And he said, no fee. You bought a car expecting two keys. You get two keys. Bring it in. We'll fix it. So I brought it in. It took about 10 minutes. They cut me a key and I left. A year after we bought the car, who does that? Well, a company that wants to be your car place for the rest of your life does that because they made me a raving fan, right? So Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This is the story of the one. The one who keeps multiple buildings running smoothly day after day. Plumbing that flows, HVAC that hums, cleaning supplies that keep surfaces sparkling. That's why she counts on Grainger. With easy reordering online and 24/7 support, Grainger helps her keep the products she needs on hand. So shelves stay stocked and buildings stay ready. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
Ain't got no regrets. I ain't losing track of which way I'm going. I ain't gonna double back, no.
These are people. And our veterans, they have given so much, especially combat veterans. They have given so much. They have felt anxiety. They have felt fear, PTSD, anger, loss. They should never feel hunger. They felt hunger on the battlefield. They shouldn't feel it back home.
This is Tim Chandler. He's a chaplain, and he's the founder of Be the Miracle. Channel 3 did a really good report on this new program last night. And basically, the essence of it is Michelle Salzman and Feeding the Gulf Coast and Be the Miracle have all collaborated together to create a program where instead of being like a single point distribution of food where anybody can come, which is fine, that's good, and Michelle's done a lot of those, but this is designed to find veterans' families who are struggling and provide them food for 4 months, where once a week they'll basically get food, so they just don't have to deal with that slice of cost for 4 months. And then the premise being that, you know, after that they can get back on their feet a little bit, and, you know, this just takes that burden off for a little while, because, you know, one-time point distribution food is good, but saying to a family, we've got you in this area of your cost and your life for the next 4 months is wonderful.
Problem with food distributions, doing one and getting 300 veteran families to sit in line for 4 hours to get a week's worth of food, that's just one time. And if we really want to create a relationship with the community and really bring the community closer to the people that can help them, we should do something long term.
Yeah, and this is not permanent subsistence. This is not like an ongoing dependency thing. This is a medium-term help designed to create a little bit of breathing room. And, you know, honestly, if you're really struggling financially, you know, and I don't know how many of you have ever been, you know, on the margin, you know, where getting the paycheck was the difference between keeping the lights on or not. I've never been quite that bad off, but I've been, you know, I mean, I was a struggling college student, graduate student. I've, you know, had debt and been in a situation where it wasn't great and it's not fun. And when you're always thinking about money, it kind of tarnishes everything else you do. You know, it just makes it hard to do almost anything because you kind of have that stress all the time, right? And, you know, if it's, you know, you got kids, you got payments, you got, you know, unpleasant job, I mean, all the stuff, okay? So, and especially if you're a veteran and you're dealing with all of that, just taking that one part of your life and creating some consistency, some security, I think this is a wonderful gift. I love this idea of this program. you know, and help them get them back on the feet. The analogy I use is like, you know, your bone is broken, you put it in the cast. Cast is not permanent, but cast is very, very useful for the short term. Michael Ledger, who's the president and CEO of Feeding the Gulf Coast.
Even the Pentagon a few years back acknowledged that as much as 24% of active duty military are dealing with food insecurity, let alone veterans who are coming back, you know, into civilian life.
Right. And we want to do as much as we can to recognize need, especially for those who have served so well.
We live in a community where we benefit from the fact that in our service area, there are 11 bases. And, you know, that's a lot of support they provide us as a community, economic and otherwise. And so to be able to meet them where they're at and try to meet them halfway to make sure that they're taken care of as a veteran, as an active duty member, an active duty spouse, it means a lot to us. And I think it means a lot to this community.
Yeah, absolutely. It's true. And, you know, not everybody is in a crisis situation, but if they are and they're veterans and this can help, I mean, fantastic.
When you see some of the living conditions, there's a female Navy veteran. Her and her husband called me yesterday. They're living in their SUV. They got two kids. Well, we're doing something that needs to be done. And we have veterans that are hurting and families that are hurting. And it can't always be somebody else. We have to step in and we have to make a difference. And that's where we come in to be the miracle.
You know, again, that's Tim Chandler from Be the Miracle. And, you know, I love that Channel 3 did this good report on it, and I love what they're doing. It's one of the things people sometimes ask me, you know, why do you love Pensacola and, you know, what drew you to the area? And you know, in the beginning, well, it's a job. Okay, of course. Being on the air, of course. But I fell in love with the museum and the Blue Angels and the beach, of course. But it was not very long into living here. And we've been here for 13 years. But it was not very long into living here where I realized, you know, the thing that makes this place really click, in my opinion, is the people are so generous, so nice. You know, it's often mentioned that we have a lot of churches. You know, some people have said more churches per capita than anywhere else in the country. I know it's in the, we're certainly high on that. But I think it's the people in those churches and the people that are generous with their time and all these charities. And, you know, sometimes the issue with the charities don't work well enough with each other. They kind of overlap or duplicate services. But that's a byproduct of having a lot of people who want to help. And that is something we should never lose and always be proud of, because it is really the essence of what makes this community function, in my opinion. So I love seeing this kind of stuff. I hate that it's necessary, but I love seeing that it's done, right? 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash 9 Mile Road at Kemstrand Road in Pensacola. There's a roadblock associated with that. Also have a vehicle crash and roadblock Gulf Breeze Parkway at Portside Drive. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Oh, somebody had texted this to me. I had forgotten to mention it. But yeah, this morning at 9 a.m., Woodbine Road to, Woodbine from 5467 Woodbine up to Vinewood Lane is going to go down to one lane beginning at 9 a.m. This is because Pace Water is going to be doing some repairs to a main water leak in the area. Lanes are only expected to be reduced until 2 p.m., weather permitting, flaggers, you know, expect delays. This is, I assume, if it's one lane, that's going to be the, like, you folks get to go. Now you folks get to go. Now you folks, you know, that whole great unpleasantness. But look, you know, when roads are really extra super terrible, like they are under construction or like this is going to be on Woodbine today, it's a good chance to be grateful that most of the time it's not like that. I know. Andrew, who thinks that way? I don't know. I do sometimes. I'm an impatient driver, and when I get stuck behind slow people all the time, what I remind myself or try to remind myself is, yeah, but, you know, I drive a nice car, and I have as much gas as I need, and the roads are fairly good compared to, say, you know, third world countries like Louisiana. have you driven in Louisiana lately or ever? You know, things are good. It's like when so many things, you know, you get frustrated because the grocery store is sold out of the special you went to the grocery store to get. Yeah, but I mean, you know, in the Soviet Union, where you would go to the store at 5 a.m. and get in line and wait 4 hours for the chance to buy meat of the day. Maybe. And if they sold out because you were person number 300 in line, if they sold out at 200 under communism or, you know, socialism at that point, then you, you know, you go home and you didn't get meat that day. So the fact that you can go and be annoyed that they don't have the kind of organic chicken thighs you prefer to buy at the price you want at this store today, in the grand scheme of things is, you know, you're very, very, very well off. And we all are. We're all very blessed. So as you're pounding your steering wheel stuck in the Woodbine traffic today, just remember it'll be better soon. And it's usually not this bad, although to be fair, in Santa Rosa County, it is often at least somewhat bad. that we know, too. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? This was just kind of a small one, but I haven't had a chance to mention it too many times. We talked about DeSantis coming out and saying he has concerns about flock cameras, and I am absolutely sure this is going to be a big topic in the legislative session next time around. I expect there to be some state rules on this that will, you know, basically supersede or preempt a lot of what local law enforcement is doing. I hope the rules wind up being good. I would expect them to be. I think there's going to be a lot of conversation about this. Meanwhile, Walton County has now stopped their use of surveillance cameras, and they're getting them off of their county roads. There's kind of a backstory to it. The sheriff basically came in and said, yeah, they were not telling us the truth and not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, we're done with this. Doesn't completely eliminate flock cameras in Walton County. They're still in police cars. They're still in several other locations that don't fall under the county jurisdiction. You know, like they're in municipalities, state highways, private communities, and police cars. But it's a step, and there are a lot of these kinds of steps happening right now around the country.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.